Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, beautiful beings. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. I'm so excited. Before we begin, if you all are returning listeners, to my new listeners, welcome. Let me all welcome everyone and then start with my breathing exercise to make sure that we're all in the now, because I'm so excited, so I need to calm myself for a second and then make sure that we're all here. We are going to experience this differently, but this breathing exercise is going to make sure that we are all in the same moment. So what we're going to do, inhale to the count of three. We're going to hold that to the count of four. And then we are going to exhale to the count of three. And we're going to do that three times. So get comfortable wherever you are. Hopefully you're sitting somewhere comfortable. If you're driving, please do not do this at the moment. But as long as you're sitting somewhere safe, get comfortable and relax. Relax your shoulders. Relax your facial muscles. And we're going to begin. Take a nice, clean inhale to the count of three. Holding this to the count of four. Exhale to the count of three. Second time, inhaling to the count of three, holding to the count of four, exhale to the count of three. Last time, take a nice, deep cleansing inhale of all good positive energy. Holding this to the count of four. And exhale a nice, deep cleansing, exhaling anything that no longer serves you. Perfect. Thank you, and welcome to the now. Now I can be excited. So, welcome to the season. Welcome to the season, the actual first show. And I'm so excited about this first guest, Miss Zane, someone that I have been on her show and I was introduced to through a Dope Soul. Beautiful plug to Elise Monet, the spiritual plug. She's hooked me up with two amazing souls that have really had some impact on my life. But welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. I have a few new people, so I'll do a brief introduction of what the show is, who I am, and what it's for. So I am all about support. I'm all about sharing. I'm all about healing. I'm all about uplifting. I'm all about expressing anything that is for the betterment of individuals. Learning yourself, loving yourself, learning how to navigate through this realm that we are all participating in at this moment. So along my journey of looking for other ways to support other people and get the word out about my business, running into a couple of things where, oh, yes, you know, we would love, you know, to support, yada, 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 and then, but you have to pay this. So until my finances catch up with my reality, the best way that I can support is give people a platform where it doesn't cost anything to feature yourself, to feature your products, to feature your services, and get as many people that you know, that I know, that someone else that we may know to listen and share what it is that you, your purpose is in this realm at the moment. This is the best way that I can do that. And I like to talk about what I like to talk about, and this is the best way that I can do it, and I can control it when I just want to talk and listen to myself. So
why not do a show? Why not make your own show? May not make it about what you want to talk about. Any other thing, I'm not a talkative person. I'm very quiet. But if we're talking about some Reiki, some hypnotherapy, some healing, we're talking about getting some work done, some shadow work, some services, servicing some people, I'm all for it. So that is what this platform is for. My name is Janelle Fene. I am the creator of Just Choose You. I am all about learning you, loving you, living you, just choosing you. Before you can be a good anything, you have to be a good you. Wife, husband, fry cook, lawyer, dog walker, zookeeper, I don't care. Name it. You have to be a good you before you can be a good whatever it is that you're doing in this world. So learn yourself enough to find out what your triggers are, what your boundaries are. Love yourself enough to set those boundaries and respect them, even when no is part of that. Live enough to love yourself to live those rules that you set. Live yourself and love yourself enough to explore. Give yourself permission to change. Give yourself permission to just live. So that's what my platform is all about. That is Intentional Conversations is here to support, share, get the word out, enlighten, wake up as many people as we need to, because there are changes coming. And we definitely need as many souls that are willing to put in the work and show other people by putting in the work of what needs to be done, what can be done, and what can be manifested and things of that nature. So without further ado, I would love to introduce my guest. And it is, again, a beautiful soul that I have listened to and got introduced to. Her platform is amazing. Her purpose is amazing. Her products, her website, all of it, her podcast. When I was a guest, I went and listened to, that's how I got turned on, because I wanted to be a guest. And I went and listened to things that she's sharing and what her guests are all about. I'm like, right up my alley. Okay, subscribe. So, of course, I wanted her to be on my platform. So the fact that she is the first person that is showing up for me, I am elated is not even a big enough word. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you all to Miss Zane Spirit of Soul Drive Global. One moment, and let me go ahead and unmute her. And I haven't done this in a while for you all, so hold on a second. Wait, let me put on my glasses so I can see. That's another big change that I'll be talking about also. All righty. Hello? Miss Zane? Uh-oh, did I do it right? One moment. Okay. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hey.
Okay. I can hear you now. I don't know what I was pushing wrong, but I got it now.
I knew we was going to get there somehow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So much gratitude for you showing up for me. So much gratitude for you even wanting to share this and exchange this energy with me. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love what you do. You already know it was an honor to have you on Living in Spirit. And just for this to be the first episode just feels super monumental. So thank you for having me.
More than welcome. You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. So the first thing that I like to ask, of course, in the process of being Soul Drive Global, becoming everything it is that you are, what led to Journey First?
I really love this question because now looking back in hindsight, you can kind of see how everything connects, even though in the moment it really didn't make sense.
Exactly.
But back in the end of 2015, I I had always been like the conspiracy theorist, you know, always interested and curious to know more about the world and everything around us, and was very aware that we live in a matrix, a simulation, you know. So it's like I just knew that things weren't what people thought it was, but I wasn't really in my conscious journey until 2016. Because in 2015, the end of 2015, I was hit by a semi-truck, and I was in physical therapy for a few months. I went to neurologists. I had a lot of issues with my spine, my neck and my back, and I was in my early 20s. You know, like, to me, that just didn't, when they were telling me that I wouldn't live a regular life, I just couldn't accept that. And so I started meditating. I got to know my higher self. I started living more consciously, looking at my habits, doing the shadow work, also picking up my magic and my personal rituals. And that just kind of set it off from there. And then over the past 7, moving into soon to be 8 years, like, it's just been a development and a progression. So I definitely wasn't... I knew that then I had a bigger purpose. I knew that I had a bigger vision. I just didn't quite know what it was. And at the time, when I was going through the car accident, that was clearly a sign that I needed to change the way I was living my life. So, you know, my perspective played a big part in that development and growth. And I've actually had a lot of car accidents and just injuries in general throughout my conscious journey that has led me to elevate every single time. So every time something physical was happening, I knew that something spiritual was going on as well. And that has reflected in every evolution in my life as far as, like, the consciousness that goes, that has been taking place. But I wasn't, Soul Drive Global hadn't been born yet at that time. Soul Drive Global wasn't born until 2017. As I was leaving my first business behind. So I had a first business called Imprinted Souls, and we did radio and philanthropy and community service and entertainment. And nothing was really going right in that area of my life, and I couldn't figure out why for a little bit. And I had knew a lot about business. I had been building that for quite some time, since I was 16. And so letting that go was very difficult. And I realized, you know, looking back, like, okay, Spirit wanted me to let go of something that wasn't serving me anymore. And that first business actually walked so Soul Drive could run, you know. So, like, now that I'm looking back at it, I'm able to see, like, okay, that wasn't what I was meant to continue to do, but it laid down the foundations for me to start Soul Drive. And when Soul Drive first started in 2017, I wanted to make intentional natural products so that we could align the physical and the spiritual. So I created, like, body butters and sugar scrubs and toothpaste and deodorant, like, just natural products, but I made it intentional. So it was Third Eye toothpaste without the fluoride, you know. It was sugar scrub that was meant to relax and release, or smoke blends to help break addictions. It was just, I got into my herbs, I got into my magic aspect of things, and it was incorporating the intention to my creations. And then over time, I did that for a few years, and then I really started coming into my mediumship. I was already in my Reiki development, very, very much so in the process of getting familiar with my energy healing and who I was in that aspect, as well as my power and ability to psychic mediumship. So I definitely was able to read others before, but I wasn't in that place of, like, security, nor had my gifts really developed in that area until I started coming into my mediumship. And that's where I received visions from my benevolent ancestors, which is the ones you see on our products. So you'll see oils, powders, third eye cleansers, perfumes, even sound healings, and workshops, and a journal as well that is all led by the guidance of those collective ancestors that worked through me. So that was actually how that was born in 2019. So it's definitely been a big progression in Soul Drive as the years have moved on and I have grown in my abilities and my gifts and really fine-tuned that space. Soul Drive has been growing ever since in that same way. And now I'm in my teaching space, starting up a mentorship called Divine Day and teaching Reiki students. I completed my Reiki mastery in 2020, and I have been in that teaching space for a while and still being a student, still being curious, still allowing my gifts to, you know, elaborate and move forward. So that's a little bit about how it got started.
That is so dope. Like, all of that, I had no idea about the accident. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And I used to drive trucks. I'm like, oh, nice court. That's a nice little connection. So
yeah.
I'm always looking for some type of connection. But, yeah, weird one. But, yeah, that's amazing. I absolutely love how people can now correlate. Okay, you know what? That's why that happened. That's why that happened. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was not a great feeling. That didn't feel great going through that. But I see why now. That's why I'm a huge pusher of keeping a journal. I'm so glad that you have a journal available for people, because it's one of the things that has helped me put together those pieces to say, okay, you know what? This happened around this time, so that led to this, so this led to that. So now I'm able to get through those storms that are going to come. Life is going to happen. I'm able to get through them with a better understanding of, okay, this is for a reason. This isn't just for something. I may not know what, but this is for something. So I love the fact that you mentioned journaling, because it definitely has been a tool that I've used to learn my own triggers, to learn myself, and to be able to, again, just deal with those storms that we are going to go through inevitably. With that being said, what are some things that you do now that may have been hard for you to just choose you, to know that you have to step up to be that guide, to be that teacher, to be that, to live in your purpose, to show other people what it does bring when you decide to live that way?
You know, I have a few disciplines that are very consistent in my journey, and they always help me to show up. And if I feel stagnant, I'm always going to turn into these spaces. And one of them definitely is journaling and being very present in meditation on my feelings and honoring myself and, you know, just taking time to sit and check in every single day. Okay, how is my body feeling? What? Let me recap on the day. How can I move in a way, like, was that reflecting of who I want to be? Who do I envision myself as? And if this is not reflecting, what can I do to make peace with this part of me that is just not showing up in that way? So the meditation, the journaling, fasting is a big part of my life in general. And fasting is what helped me break food addiction. It helped me to address inner child healing. It helped me address sexual trauma. Like, just so much that had happened in my childhood, fasting brought those things to the surface. And it was definitely difficult. Fasting is not easy, but it's to the point where it's if you are consistent with it, it becomes your friend, and it opens up your life. It purges you, and it opens up your life to be able to receive. And so, fasting as a discipline is a practice of self love. It's a practice of self care, even though it's hard. Even though it's hard talking and journaling about your feelings, you still have to be 100% honest when you do it, or it doesn't matter. You know, so if you're not, it's kind of like when people journal and then they don't, like, they're kind of still half doing it. Like, they're not really being truthful with themselves. So it's not getting to the root. And I feel the same way about fasting, is that, you know, if you're not committing to it, you're not going to see the results that you necessarily want. And it's difficult, yes, but we have to be honest about where we're at, where we're at. And that way we can move forward and say, okay, these are the changes that I need to make. So those are some pretty consistent disciplines that help me to show up, as well as taking a lot of social media fast and personal time. And I definitely need balance. I need harmony to play in my life. I've been playing so much in my life because if all I'm doing is devoting myself to the work, which I love, it's a joy. I love what I do. But I cannot be of service to anyone if I am not balanced in my own life, if I'm not harmonious in my life. So I need sleep. I need rest. I need play. And I'm okay. I have made peace that some seasons are going to require different things for me. And I'm very observant of what those things are, and I just take my time with them. I'm not rushing for anyone. Like, sometimes I do feel like I can rush myself a little bit, but I'll take a breather and I'll say, you know what, Zane, you just need to take a step back because there's no destination. Just enjoy the journey. So that helps me a lot as well.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And some key words that you said that I know I need to work on myself, one being consistency, that has been my let me not say anything negative. That has been something that I've needed to embrace my whole life. I'm definitely being intentional with trying to be, I am being more intentional with being more consistent, definitely with being more disciplined. And it's so crazy that you mentioned fasting, because I just posted a little bit ago about me going to the doctor. I had to get a referral for some more appointments and follow-ups for my eyes. And when I got on the scale and I looked down, I didn't have my glasses on. And I was like, what did that say? And she was like, 243. I was like, oh, what? Wait. I was like, yeah. I've gained 49 pounds since 2018. And she looked, I was like, yeah. I said, I used to be 350 pounds. I said, so I lost that. I said, I did that. No pills, no diets, no crazy surgeries. I just became a conscious eater, and I became more active. Yeah. So once I saw that, I was like, okay, you need to stop playing. You tripping. Get this back off. Mm-hmm. And I've been knowing it because I feel it. You definitely can feel it. I feel it in my knees. I feel it in my movement. I feel it when I'm getting up. You know what I'm saying? I feel it in my energy. So I definitely have not listened to my body giving me all of the warning signs. And then I just make excuses because I was just in Chicago a little bit ago to help out my mom. So, and my brother's a caterer, so I'm going to eat. So and then it's free, so I'm definitely going to eat. So the whole fact that you mentioned that fasting is what has brought a lot of discipline, has been able to help you do a lot of shadow work. I follow someone, Ethan Ellisor, on Facebook, and he is another person that just supports fasting. So I'm listening, universe. You're screaming at me. I know I need to do it. I know I need to commit to that. I know I need to stop playing. So I'm listening now.
So rewarding.
I say this all the time, and my mother knows this. I'm one of those people. One of Bernie Mac's jokes is, I have to bust my head to the white meat show. So no matter how many times the universe has tapped me politely, they literally have to put me in a chokehold and be like, okay, legit, for real, you about to die. Okay, now you listen. Okay. So, they tired of smacking me now. They put me in the chokehold, and I hear you. So this is part of the discipline. It's definitely fresh and definitely a reminder. So gratitude for that, and I'm listening, universe. Yes. When you implement that, when that gets hard, what makes you say, okay, you know what? What made you start that? How do you start that? Do you say, you know what? I'm I'm not doing this now. This is what I'm going to start off with. No food, no water. How did you eat? Did you ease into that, or did you just say one day, you know what, today is the day now?
Yeah, that's really a good question, because I think everybody has that question. I get that question so much in my inbox, like, how do I even start this? And what I recommend is to start slow, because especially if you're working on your mind can sometimes feel like your biggest enemy when you're first getting started, because you're like, well, can I even do this? Or is this even worth it? Or I'm comfortable, I don't want to make those changes. Or yes, I want to make those changes. Oh, well, I didn't make my goal, so, you know, I must not be good enough, and I must not be worthy. Like, we all battle with some type of thoughts around whether we can do it, whether it's beneficial. And if we aren't showing up in the way we want to, it can be very easy to down ourselves and say, well, I'm not good enough. And that makes it even more difficult to start back up and start over. So what I recommend to people is to start slow. I started with, the end of 2018, I started doing one day a week on Tuesdays. And then I stopped for a little bit. I made some transitions in my life. I didn't really, like, I had lost a little bit of weight during that time, but it really wasn't about the weight. I had a lot of emotional baggage, which was showing in the way my body was holding that baggage, obviously, but I really just wanted to feel better about myself, about my life. And I knew that how I felt couldn't be the best that I could feel. And that really motivated me a lot. In the transitions that I was going through, I spent a lot of time in meditation, and I spent a lot of time dancing and going to the altar. And that's what keeps me going even during a fast, is if I, whatever I would normally be eating or indulging in, because a fast doesn't even have to just be food. It can be music. It can be social media. It can be television. It could be I'm going to take 24 hours to not speak to anybody or not say anything out loud so that I'm a better listener. Fasting can come in so many different forms, but with food in particular, that was how I indulged. And that's really how you get to the root of your problem, is you ask yourself, what is my escapism? What does that look like? How do I overindulge to compensate for something that I feel like I'm lacking personally? And when you can recognize that, like, food was my safe haven. If I was feeling bad about myself, I'm going to go eat some pizza and, you know, a 20-piece hot wing. And that was my problem. But I had to recognize that that was the way that I indulged to avoid my emotions at some point. And I knew that that wasn't healthy for me. So I had to write it out. I had to say, okay, I am releasing my addiction to food and my coping mechanisms around this. And I just wrapped my mind around what a better life would look like. So I prepared myself mentally, and I started slow. And then after I went through those transitions and I stopped fasting for a while, the summer of 2019, I started back again. And I definitely started a little bit heavier than what I was doing. And I was doing, this was really hard, y'all, so please prepare yourself. But I did one meal a day, and I started out with 24 hours, and I would eat. And then I would say, okay, and I would refeed on something like fruit or smoothies or veggie broth, like fresh veggie broth, like nothing else, no processed foods. You're not going to introduce those toxins back into your life after you've just purged them out, right? So you have to start with something fresh. And then I would say, okay, I've done 24 hours. Now I'm going to go 2 days. I'm going to go 48. And I would fast for 48 hours with only water. Sometimes I would add a little bit of potassium or magnesium just to, like, help my body, a little bit of sea salt. Or I would just do just straight spring water and herbs. I would take herb capsules, but I wouldn't do tea, because you don't want to, like, break it with a different liquid. So I would only do water and capsules, or I would just do plain water. And I cannot lie to you. I would spend so much time in bed crying and, like, going to the refrigerator, opening it up, and then running back to my room and saying, no, Zane, you can't. Wow. Like, you don't need to do that. You can't break it for you. Because what, you know, and I did break it several times. But every single time I got back up and I said, you know what, let's start fresh. Let's go back to 24 hours. So every time I broke it, I would go back to my 24. And I would restart the process until I got good at it. And then I stopped craving the things that I was craving. I started supplementing. It was easier for me to eat healthier, too, because my body wasn't craving sweets like that. It wasn't craving cheeses and fats and things like that. So it was easier for me to move into plant-based alkaline lifestyle as well from that spot and continue to add days onto it. And then my next fast, my first super long fast was in 2020. So I had been fasting about 6 months to a year at that point, and I did a 15-day juice fast where I did all juices. And then the next one, I did 30 days of all water. And I do at least one 30-day fast a year, and I do intermittent fasting every day, almost every day. And I also alternate in a similar pattern where I'll spend about 2 to 3 days not eating a week. So that's my usual discipline now. But now 30 days is a lot easier than a 5-day fast, because if I know that I'm not eating for that long, my mind is not on it. Like, if I know, oh, I'm going to eat tomorrow, I'm going to be thinking all day about what I'm eating tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, it's a mental thing, very much so a mental thing. And every time I wanted to eat, I would go to the altar. I would burn a tea light candle. I would say my gratitude. I would bring myself back to my breath. And I would remind myself of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And that would take away the hunger every single time.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's, I have nothing but time and opportunity to do that. Dude, to be honest with you, like, no excuse.
Take it easy.
That correlates with my word for 2023 is discipline. So that correlates with all of that. So that starting out with the whole first trying the 24 hour and then doing it, because I know that I can be disciplined with my food. I lost over 100 pounds being disciplined with my food. That's when I stopped eating.
Yeah.
I was eating clean. You know what I'm saying? I had cut out sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't drinking pop. I wasn't drinking. I was pretty much 80% plant-based, you know, all types of meal prep going on. So, and I know how to do it. What's crazy is I'm actually a certified holistic nutritionist. So I know the things that I should be doing.
I did not know that about you.
Yes, that was part of my whole certificate, my whole diploma when I went to Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. I'm a certified nutritionist, so I have the book. I've had to go over what this terrible quote unquote American diet does to you. So I know all the good things, and it's one of those things where everyone, like the psychologists or the psychiatrists and the nurses, they're the ones that need their services the most. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you want to do this, but you have to be disciplined in this in your own to be get to where you're trying to go. So again, I'm listening, universe. I see the correlation. I got you. I promise this is the white meat showing. So,
look,
I love
it. Easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. I've had 15-day fasts or 10-day fasts where I break it on day 5. And then I'm like, you know what, Zane? It's okay. You know, like, that doesn't mean that that you don't love yourself. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that you are growing. And now you have to start fresh and come with a fresh mindset. But being hard on myself and my body is not the answer. And I really want to make that an important note for you and everybody else listening, is that it's not to beat yourself up.
Okay. Thank you. Gratitude for that, because that's definitely where that word comes in. Again, discipline. It's like, okay. And I say that all the time. Every time someone, like, says something on social media, one of my, I'm trying to grow my platform, so I'm engaging with a lot of posts. And I see a lot of posts that say, yeah, as long as you get up, you know, you have another chance. And I'm a firm believer in that. As long as you are breathing, you have an opportunity to change it, fix it, do it again, start over. ABC, one, two, three. We have a multitude of combinations. So is this version ABC, 123.75? You have a multitude. So keep trying. It's never too late. So I have to listen to myself. Listen to what I tell people myself and listen to my own advice to go ahead and implement that, because that definitely would I'm venturing back into van life shortly. So I definitely have space, opportunity, and pretty much the run of the mill for me to be able to implement that. There are so many other things that I can fill my day with besides, you know, eating. So I'm grateful for that advice. I'm grateful for you sharing that information. Another question for people that are walking in their light, finally making that decision and making those sacrifices and living differently, what do you do to forgive yourself? What do you do to take it easy on yourself? How do you reward yourself in some ways when you know that you've been doing some work, putting in some work? You may have slipped up and done something, but you've gotten back on track and now you're seeing that. What are some things that you say, hey, girl, go ahead and have that?
I think one of the biggest lifestyle changes that I've made is that I've started believing that there's nothing outside of my reach and that I am always deserving, even when I haven't worked for it, because I believe that we are born worthy and we are born worthy of an experience, you know, and for life to experience us. We're divine beings. On this earth, we're bringing a whole new energy to this space, and that's valuable. That's sacred. And so, number one, I started celebrating all my wins, every single one, and still to this day, that's something I'm actively practicing, because sometimes I forget. Like, when you got a lot of stuff going on, it can be easy to just kind of bypass things like your celebrations, but if I got invited somewhere, I'm celebrating that. When I get a publication or, you know, this interview, I'm celebrating this interview, you know, like I'm celebrating. Today I got up and I scratched one thing off my list. Today I got up and I played my tongue drum and that felt good to me. I'm celebrating that moment. And no matter how big or small it is, I'm going to celebrate. And that started changing my mind. It started changing my mindset, because I realized, like, when you celebrate, you usher in more celebratory energy in your life. And I want my life to be a big celebration. Just the entire life, it's a celebration for me. And so me just being myself, me just waking up and breathing, me just walking in my authenticity and my power and my truth is love. And that contributes to every space I go to. So I automatically believe that I am deserving and worthy of every single thing that I envision for myself. And that started taking away a lot of blockages from me actually obtaining the things, that, like the kind of life that I want to live. Like things just flow to me with more ease, because I believe that it is rightfully so mine. It's mine to experience. As long as it's not, of course, harming anyone else. But, you know, like, I believe that.
I hate that we have to say that disclaimer.
Right, like, but, you know, disclaimer. Like, as long as it's not to the discretion of someone else, like, or disrespectful in that space, like, everybody walks in their own lane. And when you love on yourself, that's automatically going to bring love into the world. That's automatically going to give to the collective. When you heal yourself, you heal me. When I'm successful, you're successful. And that's a communal mindset. And when I realized that just being myself was enough, that really, like, reset the way that I approach celebration and the way that I, quote-unquote, reward myself. Is my reward is the like the gratitude and the celebration as is, because my life is already fulfilling. So I'm not looking to accomplish something in order to receive something. I'm just automatically receiving because my presence is a gift. And I realize that. So that helps me a lot to really reset that. And in turn, I truly do experience everything that I see for myself. Like, I always know it's going to come into fruition.
That part. I say that all the time. I don't know how it's going to come, but I know if it's mine, it's mine. And if it's meant, it's going to be. But I feel it, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. Wholeheartedly agree with that. What is soul? And as you mentioned, tongue drum, I just knocked mine over because that's how I get ready for my sessions, for my shows. I play a little bit on my tongue drum, and I do a little bit 420 work, and I sit here and have clear my thoughts a little bit, and I just knock mine over. But what is soul glide trick? Soul, how, I'm saying it wrong. Soul global drive.
Soul drive global.
There it is. What is that? What is your purpose? What are you bringing? What is that you are walking in and bringing to everyone and shining in your light with?
Soul Drive Global is a collective pillar. And when I think about what this embodiment is, it is a support and a pillar of growth for our community. We are an investor. We are invested in. We are a space of elevation that connects the mind, body, and spirit, like the physical experience and the spiritual experience, becoming one and recognizing that they are the same path, as well as just being a safe space and a safe haven for our community to expand and to learn from one another. I view Soul Drive Global as a community space because it's not, although it is like what most people see from it as the basis is ancestral magic and medicine, but I am my ancestors, you are your ancestors are you, my ancestors are me. Like, we are not separate from those things. So just like I am God, you are God, we are creators of this world. And we are creators of the realities that we make. And I truly believe in that embodiment. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And I have harnessed it. And what I recognize in that space is that when we gather in spaces, it promotes a growth in consciousness all around the world. So if Soul Drive Global can be a pillar to that magic and medicine, whether that medicine be the powders, the oils, the music, the dance, the ceremony, the teachings, the sessions, the mediumship, you know, like however I can place my abilities into that space, I know that it's going to inspire other people to harness their magic and medicine. Pillar has become an inspiration for others to be pillars in the community. And before we know it, we have a whole foundation where our community is able to actually build and grow generational wealth in this conscious collective. And we can gain support in that space, as well as even more elevation of energy. So that's right now, that's the gist of it. There's so much more that I am adding to Soul Drive Global, and I'm kind of keeping it on hush for now, but it's expanding way beyond what people see right now. And what I will leave it as is that Soul Drive Global is an investor for the community in every single way, whether that be the physical fitness, shape shifting, wellness in general, as well as mental and emotional, shadow work, as well as conscious development, harnessing the ego, as well as allowing the spirit to work through us and living in that spirit. So fine-tuning our vessel to be able to allow our spirit to shine, that is a clear representation of what Soul Drive is, and we're creating the spaces for our people to shine in that.
Amazing. I love it. Absolutely love it, and that is exactly why I love to feature it. I learned so much about the different people and the different entities and different guests, and I fall deeper in love with the movement, with everything that they're about, and it just makes me like, okay, I'm so glad. Yes, thank you, universe. So these past few years have, to me, over the past few years, it has been a greater movement around consciousness, around spirituality, around finding your purpose, going within. As someone mm-hmm. who has started that journey and who has been in that journey for a while, what would you say, or what would you want someone who is just getting into this, and someone who may have seen too many, I don't know, Facebook memes and thinks that this is a cakewalk, or someone who is just like, oh, okay, as soon as I find that, I'll be good. Everything is going to fall into place. What would you say to someone who is coming into their light, who is coming into this way and having to let go of some old things or thoughts?
My first advice is enjoy every moment of where you're at, because it will go so fast. And before, if you didn't really process it in the moment, you're more likely to have imposter syndrome later. And that's something that I dealt with a lot, because at the beginning of my conscious journey, I just wanted the pain to go away. I was like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to be around fake friends anymore. I don't want to be in these situations, you know. And there was a disgust for the way that I had lived my life. And so it was very much so hard on myself. I was my biggest critic. And in that process, I wanted to rush my way into peace, not knowing that I had been so used to chaos that peace was going to feel very uncomfortable. like having peace is, when you have lived in chaos and chosen chaos for so long, is not something you're used to. So then you find yourself kind of like creating drama or creating situations, and you're like, wait a minute. I thought we left this behind. And so, you know, you really start to see you for who you are, and sometimes that's overwhelming. And so just be present with the things that you feel. Love your dark moments. Love the lows. Like, as much as you praise and ask for the highs, thank your lows, because they teach you so much. And the more present you are with them, the less likely you're going to repeat them, and the more likely you're going to be able to celebrate your strength and know that, okay, if you start dealing with another low, it's not going to be as, because you have gained some stamina, some endurance in actually being present with those emotions. You're not running away from yourself. You're just allowing things to be as they are. And you begin to appreciate those lows. You begin to appreciate the moments of stillness. Like something I used to get so super jittery whenever I would have stillness in my life, and I would always want to do something. Even if what I was doing was great and it was good and it was, you know, helpful to the community and whatever, a part of it was still escapism, because I was like, I don't want to witness the low moment that I'm experiencing. When really what mm-hmm. Spirit was like, or the stagnancy, I was like, I don't want to be stagnant. And Spirit was like, you need to sit in this, because the stillness is going to help you to be a better observer. The stillness is going to help you to actually engage in the movement a lot easier. When you understand the stillness, you can appreciate the movement and actually know how to pace yourself in this journey, instead of trying to find a solution at every turn. People come to me all the time, and I used to be one of them, and be like, I need an answer now. I need to figure this out now. And I'm like, well, what if you just need to sit on it a little bit longer? And Spirit has taught me the greatest lesson of patience by not giving me answers immediately. I would literally have to meditate for days, sometimes weeks, to really know something. And by the time it came to me, I was ready to receive it. And I had sat with it for so long, I had resolved a lot of unsettling emotions about it, so that when it did come, I was ready. And I was able to appreciate it. I was able to appreciate the movement. So that is my advice, is to be present with every aspect of the journey and not just the one that looks appealing. Because there, if you shift your mindset to believing that even the lows are still working for you, they're still in your favor, then you don't despise the lows so much. And you start to just get you start to really get comfortable in who you are and navigating that. And you will thank yourself later.
Message. Understood. I appreciate that. Thank you again. Thank you for sharing that. I love the fact that people understand that. I legitimately like the fact that these are casual yet intentional conversations, because I want the average person, being that's out there, to be able to say, I can relate to that. I can implement that. I can do that. I can think about that. I want the average schmo to walk away with information or with a feeling of
that's
not
tangible.
Being in, exactly. So thank you for that. So I definitely appreciate people being transparent and so open and willing to share pieces of themselves. And with that, like, what would be something that you have to remind yourself of constantly, something that you may have to get over constantly, or that you what may have been the hardest thing that you had to get over to help yourself continue in your purpose, to walk in your purpose? Because I know that's one of the things for myself, for me. I have to consistently, constantly tell myself that you're going to be different, and that as long as you're not hurting someone and you're discovering what that is, no matter what someone thinks you should be doing, you know and feel what you should be doing. So what is one thing, one thought, or one action that you have to either had a hard time going back over to get over for yourself, or to remind yourself to not, you know, do, or an action that you constantly have to work on or go back, or you may slip up on?
I feel like this evolves for me as I change. But one thing that I had been contemplating even this week is that I was sitting with Spirit on how, you know, as we grow and evolve consciously, so does our escapism, you know, and I kind of brought that up earlier, that was one of the whole reasons I had started fasting. And I still notice sometimes, like, I have to check myself, like, okay, am I, you know, doing this or staying super active during this time because I'm not addressing something, or is this just something that I wanted to do? You know, and just being present with that, it's not as frequent, but just as I have evolved, you know, I'm not binging with food anymore. You know, I may binge with movement, like physical movement, or I may binge in other ways. Like I went through a period of time where I was binge watching anime, and I was like, okay, this is clearly not healthy. Or I was reading a lot, and so much so that I was reading to where it was an escape, and I wasn't present in my life. And I was like, okay. So I've had to fast from a lot of things in my life, and that's why that method has been so consistent for me. But I do have to – one of the hardest things that I have had to be present for is in the past, I was not really received by my loved ones very well. Because in the journey, like, when you start telling the truth about people, they don't really like that.
Right.
Like, they don't really like when you start outing them. in that way, and not in a condescending way, but even out of love. Like, people just have a difficult time with the truth. And when I realized that I would bring those things out of people, a lot of the times I would be, either they would project or they would ghost me entirely. And I was like, I thought we was family. I thought we was cool, you know? So, like, I had a really difficult time at the beginning of my journey, just making peace that everybody is for a season. And sometimes spirit doesn't bring me into people's lives to be around them long term. Sometimes I'm just positioned there to trigger an awakening and move on. And sometimes that's even my family. Sometimes that's the people I care about the most. And I have to have a level of detachment for them. I have to know that it's not personal, that they don't really rock with me. It's their problem, and I have to let them deal with that with their spirit and not take it personal on my end. So that was something that I battled with for a long time.
Dope. I am elated with the information. I'm elated with this show. I'm so glad that you were my first guest. You have no idea how grateful that I am. We have a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Where can we get more? Where can we find you, your podcast? Are you still doing your podcast? Where can we find more of you?
Yes, and I'm elated. I'm grateful to be here as well. I've had such a good time. For everybody listening, you can find me at souldriveglobal.com. I'm also Soul Drive Global on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Zane Spirit on Facebook. We have a YouTube, Soul Drive Global. You'll find a lot of my live videos there, a lot of information. You can also grab recorded sound healings and workshops in my shop, as well as a few backstock products that I have available until our next restock. I am open for mentorships for Divine Days, so y'all can just message me if y'all are interested on that. The podcast, we just released our first episode of the season, season 4. You can find that on our website under the podcast tab, or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you can listen to podcasts, we're available there as well. It's called Living in Spirit Podcast by Zane Spirit. And I thank you so much, Danelle.
You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank all of my listeners. Thank everyone who tuned in now. Thank anyone who's going to be tuning in the future. Anyone that follows Zane, I appreciate you with sharing her. I appreciate you with sharing yourself with us, all of your knowledge. You all check her out. She is an amazing being. I'm always on her page. She is always dropping some gems. Again, so much gratitude for you showing up for me today. It is so appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm seeking so much success over your podcast this season, and you.
You as well. You as well. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Peace. You all. The excitement. Can't even tell you all how happy I was, how happy I am. Thank you all for tuning in. You all will hear from me again on the third Sunday of the month. You are the only person that controls your peace. Learn you, love you, live you, just choose you. I am always accepting guests. I'm still accepting guests. Go over to Just Choose You on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. There is a form for you. Deuces.